team last year for the rivalry, your first taste of it. What did you learn from just the intensity of that game, and what kind of atmosphere are you expecting this Saturday at Lavelle?
Yeah, last game it was really fun, you know, just being out there, the environment, it was really loud, playing at Utah, so I'm sure it'll be loud this time for them on offense, but it'll be a lot of fun, it'll be really intense, and it's going to be a fun game.
And you got 25 carries against Arizona, your biggest workload of the season. How you feeling, and does that help you kind of get into a rhythm to get the ball that many times?
Yeah, I mean, it's really fun, you know, to be able to touch the ball 25 times. I mean, sure, if you ask anyone else on offense, that's something they'd like to do. So, you know, it's really fun just being able to be out there and just get the ball that many times.
Next question from Jay Catch.
Yeah, LJ, you've had, Dana already talked about your workload you've absorbed this year. Is it something you've been looking forward to producing? The first 2 years of your career, you had injuries that seemed to preclude a lot of this. Is this what you hoped you could do in a Cougar uniform?
Yeah, just coming out of high school, I mean, you know, I had a lot of carries in high school, and I was able to help my team some. So, you know, I just wanted to do the same in college, and I feel like I've been able to do that so far when I'm healthy, and, you know, that's something I want to continue to do.
What is it between you and Bear that makes you guys so effective in that run game? Because you guys both over 20 carries in that Arizona game. What makes it so effective?
Yeah, Bear is really big and physical. I mean, he's about the same size as me, and, you know, he runs really hard. So I think him being really physical on the RO line, they do a great job up front. So I would say those two things, him being a willing runner, just being physical, and RO line up front getting good push.
Next question from Jay Drew.
LJ, what role did Aaron Roderick have of getting you to BYU, and then what's your relationship and what's he meant to your career through 2.5 seasons?
I mean, he had a good role. I remember the first time I talked to him, I mean, really the first thing we talked about was if I would have opportunity to play coming in, and then he said I was versatile, and he said that if I was good enough that I would have the opportunity. So just after hearing that, I mean, that's kind of someone who I wanted to play for, not someone that was just going to promise me things and make empty promises, but someone that was going to be honest with me and tell me what it is and tell me the real side of things. So we have a really good relationship. I mean, I enjoy being around him. I have a lot of respect for him as a coach. So it's really fun just being able to play for him.
And then coming in from out of state, what did you kind of know about the Utah-BYU rivalry, and then what has it kind of lived up to expectations or what people told you about it?
I didn't really know a lot about it until I got here, and then people would always just talk about Utah, and then how we, you know, they would just always talk about Utah, and then same with BYU, and then so I kind of just saw it on social media. That's like my first impression, and then actually being out here, I didn't think the game was going to be as intense because I'd never really heard about the rivalry growing up. Just being from where I'm from, you know, I never really heard about it. But then once I got out here, I realized, like, it's a pretty big deal and it's a lot of fun, you know, just like last year, the fans, it was crazy. It was a lot of fun.
Next question from Sean Walker.
Yeah, LJ, congrats on your game on Saturday. I guess we haven't talked to you since then. So you kind of went off a little bit some, but you've been going off the first six games of this year, topping the 100-yard mark, and what is it, four of them or something like that? Just what's been working so well this season where you've been able to not just absorb a workload but really make a lot, like get a lot done with it?
I feel like I've been able to understand kind of where the O-line's going this year a lot more, and they've been doing a great job getting push and just making the reads really easy, so I feel like it's those two things combined.
Next question from Kyle Ireland.
Talking about the offensive line, LJ, you've got a new center this year, Bruce Mitchell. Can you talk about what Bruce has been able to do through the first six games of the season, taking over that role, and, you know, how he's been able to help kind of direct things from the offensive line standpoint, helping out, obviously, Bear as a freshman, and, you know, just getting the offense kind of settled each play?
Yeah, he does a great job IDing things, making things easy for us. He even takes you know, he's able to recognize pressures and kind of flip the protection, so I'm able to get out and just making it a lot easier for me. So he does a great job in that sense, and he's just a great person. I mean, just being around him, I enjoy it a lot. So he's a great teammate, and he just makes everything easier for us.
Do you have any other questions for LJ?